Now I'd like to bring up a newbie to this open mic, but I've heard him many times out at Gail Picard's wonderful open mic in Groton. His name is Bob Pope, and he can do bluegrass stuff. He can do flamenco and a bunch of things in between. Please give him a big welcome. Bob Pope.
Oh, that'll work. Great. You can hear me all right? Well, I've been blamed of playing either very sappy love songs or very sad songs. So this will be a sad song about an old horse racer that lived his life a little bit too long. My name is Tommy Luther. I'll soon be 84. I'll show you a little picture I keep tucked in this old drawer. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Team, sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Well, I signed up with the races when they came through Alabama. They had this good young rider, just a boy named Sandy Graham. We were two kids run away from home when the world was breaking down. Didn't stay to see the family, sell the farm, and move to town. They gave me Irish princes. They rode on Vesper Lad. And it's raining, but the track's not looking bad. They gave me Irish Princess. Sandy rode on Vesper Lad. We were flying down the back stretch. My horse was running proud. And as I passed by Sandy, a roar came from the crowd. They routed Irish Princess, thundered across the line. Then I stood and turned around to see that friend of mine. Vesper Lad was standing still. There must have been a fall. In the crowd lay Sandy, looking lifeless as a doll. Well, the crowd ran up to Sandy. They scooped him off the track. Then they took him out of the office with shattered ribs and back. At the hospital next morning, I sat by Sandy's side. But their season would be ending soon, and then I'd have to ride. Days past Danville, the word came down the line. Sandy lost his struggle. We hung our heads and cried. It was poor old Mother Harris from the boarding house in town who paid for the little casket and laid him in the ground. Well, I sent her a couple of dollars. It was all that I could save. She drew me a little picture. That lonely rider's grave. I've kept it in my bedroom drawer all these 60 years. I still see that crumpled body now, but I'm too old for tears. My name's Tommy Luther. I'll soon be 84. I'll show you a little picture I keep tucked in this old drawer. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Team, by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Thank you.
That was great, Bob. I'll have to arrange for a mini set and downstream.